The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello, everybody. So glad to have all of you join us for this very first episode of Kiss Your Life Hello. I'm Dr. VJ, and we're going to be joined by our co-host, Dr. H. Howard Piper. We are so excited that you're able to join us here, and we promise you a fun-filled episode, and we welcome any queries that you have, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you? I like our nicknames. So you're going to be Dr. VJ and I'm going to be Dr. H. I like that. That's a short version of our names. That's great.
Well, it's easier to pronounce my name anyway. It's Vijay and Nair, but Dr. VJ will do it for everyone.
That's great. You know, I'm excited the fact that millions of listeners are able to understand where we're coming from, and the message that we're going to carry to the listeners is the ability to have choices and the ability to have hope. You know, for so many of us, we're extremists. We're all or nothing. So it's everything or it's nothing. And life is really a balance. And as you know me, Dr. VJ, I'm such a Libra that I get myself out of balance trying to find balance.
So we all, Dr. H.
And balance is so important. The fact that most of us don't know that we have choices, and we think that, well, this is the answer, this is the only thing we have. But I love the fact that, you know, your knowledge and research and my knowledge and research put together, plus all the wonderful guests that we're going to have on for the years coming on, is that when now people know they have choices, and then they can make their own decision. And that's such a powerful message.
Right, and I'd like to introduce ourselves to the show. Dr. H, you want to give a little bit of background about yourself, who you are, and what your mission is in the world?
Okay, thank you. And I'll do the short version because I can be long-winded. I'm a naturopathic doctor. I've been writing books probably for the past almost 18 years now, and I have something like around 30-some different books. I have several best-selling books. One's called the ADD and ADHD Diet Book, The Six for Staying Young, Overcoming Senior Moments, and we have a book on golf, Nutritional Leverage for Great Golf. And my mission really is to help carry a message and give people choices and let them educate themselves, not get caught into what society says, not get caught into what commercials or infomercials have to say. Educate themselves. And for me, it's important whether I'm verbally talking to people and saying, here are some different choices, you know, like that one was the one show they had, door one, door two, door three. People think they just have just one door to go through. And the ability to constantly educate by revising my books. So one of the things of being self-publishing, that I can bring newer information up. So if I've written something 5, 6, 7 years ago, then if I find newer information, then I can revise it and I can add that new information. And that's the power of the writing tool, and we have the freedom of that. So between lecturing and writing, my message is to say, here's some choices that we have. Here's hope. And a lot of people don't realize that they can have the ability to pass that hope on to others. And, you know, you and I come from the same place of we want to help people. So I'm in love with this show, and I am so grateful that we're on Voice America.
Oh, I can't agree with you more. Thank you, Dr. H, for sharing your mission in life and why you bring this, what's so important about this show for you and how it can empower and impact listeners. I'm a physician by training and conventionally trained, and went into integrative medicine and psychiatry. Furthered my development here in both at Harvard and at Columbia. But I have to tell you, with all that training that I've had, and to come to terms, my God, there are so many complications with drugs and with a lot of the conventional treatments we give for people. I started my own natural herbal formulations company called Essence of Life, and we manufacture, we do research and development for state-of-the-art patented dietary formulations that focuses on fermented soy, curcumin, and other spices. And the idea here is that how can we offset some of the horrible, complications and side effects of conventional treatments, especially for chronic illnesses? How can we manage our quality of life better? So I've been troubled by what we are seeing in the pharmaceutical industry and pharmaceutical medicines on hold that, doctors are prescribing at random, at very little thought about how it impacts the quality of life of people that they are prescribing it to. So my mission is actually to develop and to bring forth, herbal, the power and the knowledge and the wisdom in herbal medicine, especially in spices. My background is that I come from Asia, from Singapore. My parents are from Kerala. This is a place in India, a state in India, that is reputed to be where Ayurveda first, the Indian medicine, the Indian traditional medicine was, started 5,000 years ago in Kerala, and it's spread all over the world now. And the beauty of Ayurvedic medicine is that there's so much of potential in holistic medicine. It's not just about herbs, it's also about massages, how it should be done. It's about, taking care of yourself in terms of exercise and meditation, yoga, that whole lifestyle. And which brings to the intention that we have for this show today, that is, understanding well-being as a balance at the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels. And balance for me is just that. And so it so sings, we both have known each other, Dr. H, for many, many years since I, first started on nutraceutical research. But in terms of bringing this mission out that people have choices, and the idea of having choices is to bring greater balance into our lives, don't you think?
Absolutely. The two of us have well over 50 years worth of experience in research and studied and writing, and this is very, very powerful. One of the things that I wanted to talk about with the news, and you brought some real, real good points, because we're going to be getting a little information from different areas around the world. One of the things I want to talk about, we can jump on the news before we go into a commercial break. And there's a company called Swift Meats, S-W-I-F-T, Swift Meats. And they had a problem with an outbreak of E. coli in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I used to live. And a young little boy almost died. And the bottom line was, of course, Swift, recalled all their beef, and they apologized, and they paid off. I think it was the grandmother that was taking care of the child. The powerful statement at the bottom of this, and this is why, we need to be on the air to talk about this information. Here's a quote from somebody from the FDA, which is important, Food and Drug Act. Most people think steaks are safe as opposed to hamburger, which they think might be risky. But more and more lesser cuts of steaks and roasts are as dangerous as hamburger. This is the power of our show, and this is what we're going to continue giving out this information, because a lot of people, how do we say this? The news sometimes can be painted, and what we're going to do, we're going to go out and we're going to tell the truth. We're going to say, hey, here's some of these situations that are going on. So I love the fact that the combination from where you come from and the combination from myself, we can give out this information, and this is very, very powerful. But now, the company's out of Colorado, so I would assume all over the country they're going to be pulling all their beef products off the market, and the company's called Swift.
Well, that's a very important piece of information to know. And, it's all over the place. I mean, we have to educate ourselves. We have to. So part of the show is not just to educate, the listeners, but we also educate ourselves, because we want all of you listeners out there to call us. And the number to call in if you have a question for the show is 1-866-472-4444. 5792. Now, throughout the show, we're going to be, you know, if you have any comments and you want to contact us, Dr. H or Dr. Vijay here, myself, directly, please email us at info@kissyourlife.com. Again, it's info@kissyourlife.com.
Don't forget the hello, Dr. Vijay, kissyourlifehello.com.
Kissyourlifehello.com.
Don't forget the hello part.
I just love
part.
The word, the kiss your life. There's such an upbeat about it, and, you know, it brings back a lot of images. The reason why we chose it, Dr. H, I think we should tell our listeners, you know, it was nurturing, was something that, you know, we felt we could embrace and, you know, just love your life. Many people just are in denial in life. We're telling you, go accept your life. We have to accept our lives to live fully.
You know, you mentioned before that the quality of life, and, you know, the United States is proud because of the fact that we can live longer, but what, there's a bigger but, what is the quality of life? You know, do I want to live to be 80, 90, 100? Absolutely. I still want to be, you know, have a strong immune system. I want to be physically fit, and I want, emotionally, I want to be well. Mentally, I want to be well. So, and even spiritually too, so I want to do that, what you mentioned, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual, to be in that balance, to be well when I'm in my 90s or 100s. The problem is, though, that we are living longer, but you mentioned before, what is the quality of life? And this is so, so important. So, you know, hopefully our listening audience will continue each week listening to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, because we will have the solutions, whether through us or through our great guests that we're going to have through the years.
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the most important things of all of us is working on living is to live more consciously day by day. You know, just to be conscious in the moment, what we're doing, what we're feeling, who we are. Because a big part of that is actually trying to simplify our life and consume less. And it's not from a place of deprivation, but from a place of really caring for the origin of things and bringing our lives into balance. And, you know, and everybody knows that, you know, when we consciously live life from the spiritual, from the emotional, from the mental and the physical aspects, and paying attention, what I call the four quadrants of our life, your quality of life is so enhanced.
That's a wonderful way to bring us into a commercial. Wow, I like that. I'm gonna listen to your show every week. I'm impressed. This is great.
Well, we want to listen to your advice, so come on in and give us your comments and suggestions.
Sure.
Are we going off for a commercial break?
Okay, great.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijay Nair, or Dr. Vijay, as we call her, and myself, Dr. Howard Piper, or Dr. H. Dr. H. Anyways, you know what? I feel that we need to give away some of your books free, so I'm going to spend your money, if that's okay, Dr. Vijay.
Oh, you're so welcome, Howard. This is such a wonderful, nice guy.
What we're going to do is, for the listening audience, is that we're going to ask a question of what you and I have talked about for the first half hour. So hold on to your hats, write down the information, and we'll talk slow. And in the last 15 minutes, when we come back after the commercial break at 45 after the hour, we're going to ask a question. And the first six people with the first six answers, how's that, will get a free book of your Prevent Cancer book. So what they do, they can call in at 1-800-517-7606. I'll do it again, 1-800-517-7606, or email the answer to info@kissyourlifehello.com, info@kissyourlifehello.com. So listen, because what we're going to do for the next few minutes, I'm going to talk to Dr. Vijay, and then after we come back from commercial break, she's going to talk to me for a while. This is our time to be selfish, because after this show, from now on, we're going to have some wonderful guests, so you and I are not going to be able to talk too much about ourselves. So we'll humble our egos, and we'll just talk about ourselves as nice as possible. So I'm going to ask you a question. And this is really important, because when we get done with the show, I have a doctor's appointment. So every year I go in for my annual physical. I go to my GP. He smiles at me, and I smile at him. And he does all sorts of weird things to my body. And one of the things that he'll do is ask for me to go to the lab for a blood test. And he'll preface the fact that I need to have a CRP, which is part of the blood test, which means C-reactive protein. Now, I know a lot of doctors don't believe in that. My doctor does, and I am very, very grateful, because I know the C-reactive protein will tell the doctor, according to my blood results, is that if there's any inflammation in my body and or if there's any arteriosclerosis or hardening of the arteries. Dr. Vijay, why is it so powerful to know about inflammation in the body?
Well, that's a very, very good question, Dr. H, because right now the thinking, this is such an exciting field now, because the thinking right now is that the cause, the underlying cause of all illnesses like cardiovascular disease, cancer, lung or pulmonary diseases, neurological diseases like Alzheimer's, dementia, cancers again, and autoimmune disorders, everything stems from chronic low-grade inflammation. And that, whatever that's going on in our body, triggering the chronic low-grade inflammation sets off, for us to develop all kinds of illnesses. So, but when we talk about inflammation, you know, we think about acute inflammation, like, you know, when you ever, you know, if you have stubbed your toe or gotten a splinter in your hand, you're familiar with the telltale signs of inflammation. There's redness, there's heat,
right,
swelling, and there's pain, right?
Right.
But do you know that inflammation can happen inside your body, and that inflammation can eat away at your blood vessels, your digestive tract, your brain, your joints, and the inner structures of your eyes? So inflammation is a double-edged sword. On one hand, it protects you. So when you get a splinter, the inflammation makes sure that the immune cells, blood cells, arrive at the scene of the injury to kill any bacteria or viruses. And that's what all the redness, heat, and swelling and pain is about. But your immune system is going to war. But on the other hand, inflammation can kill you. And that was the cause of the diseases that nobody wants to get. So when is inflammation good and when is it bad? And that is what you find in my book, The Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. Again, like Dr. Howard is saying, Dr. H is saying, at the end of the show, towards the end of the show, the final segment, we're going to give you some questions on the book, and if you can answer it right, you'll get, the first six callers get six free copies of the book. So listen on.
So So when you mentioned about inflammation, because I've always been told that inflammation, it creates a problem. Arthritis means inflammation of the joint. Hepatitis means inflammation of the liver. So inflammation, you're saying, is good, but yet it's bad.
Right. The short answer is a short-term inflammation is good, and long-term inflammation is bad. So one of the proteins it triggers is all inflammation-related diseases triggers what we call a protein that's called a nuclear factor, CAFA-B. And that is the, I know it's a bit of a mouthful, NF-CAFA-B, but that is the key word here. When you see a doctor, and like you're going to see a doctor today, the reason why they're testing the C-reactive protein is that they're going to measure, he's going to measure what is the state of inflammation in your body. Mm-hmm. And that's a very good, I think, an indication, especially if you have a baseline value and you measure it, over several months or years, to see how your inflammation in your body is doing. And we know now the inflammation can be corrected eating certain foods, like natural foods, organic foods, non-GMO foods. And one of the things that I was very excited in my research at Columbia University when I was lecturing there and conducting research, Dr. H was finding that fermented soy is a very good, it's got very natural anti-inflammatory properties. So does curcumin, which is the active ingredient.
Now I'm confused a little bit. Okay, now you said fermented soy. Now if I go to the health food store and I buy soy milk or the soy protein powder, I can get fermented soy from that?
No, that's a very good question. People sometimes don't realize that, there's so much of advertising going on by the, the soy companies. But the good soy is what we call the cultured or fermented soy. And that's a huge thing. I mean, Americans are eating more soybean products than ever. And soy is showing up everywhere in fortified foods and, frozen desserts, dairy-free cheeses, etc., cereals. But the soy that is cultured is the very important thing.
So what is the process then of being able to have the healthy soy?
Well, the fermentation is the process.
Fermentation.
That's a very good point because my interest in cultured soy started when I grew up in Asia. And the Chinese and Japanese and Asian culture consider fermented soy as one of the pinnacles of traditional Chinese medicine or what we call medicinal foods. And when you ferment the soy, the benefit is easier for the body to digest and absorb the goodness of the soy. But the most important thing benefit, I feel, is that uncultured soy, and this is what producers of this modern uncultured, processed GMO soy fruits don't tell you, is that in addition to all the nutrients it contains, soy also contains anti-nutrients. And unfortunately, cooking will not destroy these anti-nutrients. Only the culturing process will. So you need to ferment the soy to get rid of the anti-nutrients that are present in the soy. So when you get rid of it with a fermentation process, you get all the benefits, the anti-cancer benefits, the full nutritional benefits of soybeans.
So if I go back, which I know I'm going to have a healthy report card, I come home and go, hey, Mom, I got straight A's on my blood work and all that through the years. If somebody had a high CRP with that C-reactive protein, or let's say they're dealing with osteoarthritis, as we get a little bit, as we get more mature, I don't want to say older, as we get more mature, we have these little aches and pains. So if there's any arthritic problems at all, the fermented soy would probably be one of the best, I call top shelf products to take.
Oh, absolutely. I've taken it and I've given it to a lot of clients and patients who have seen me over the years. But most important of all, it's in arthritis, like you said very rightly, is chronic inflammation. And any foods that you're taking, and if we cut down on the sugars, on the white processed foods that, that's so common in groceries, and we concentrate on the fermented foods, especially fermented soy and turmeric and curcumin and other herbs, that have known research properties of reducing inflammation. Absolutely, it's wonderful for you. It enhances the immune system. It decreases the inflammation potential in our body.
It's interesting because I spent some time in Asia. I gave some lectures in Thailand and Korea and Vietnam. And even though the commercials here in the United States say, Asian women live longer, they don't have problems with PMS and osteoporosis or even osteoarthritis because they eat a lot of soy, the only soy I've ever seen him eat was the fermented soy, you know, like miso soup or tempeh.
Yes.
I don't see them drinking soy milk. I don't see them, you know, taking soy protein powder. So we get caught in this thing with commercialism, and a lot of health food stores, you know, will sell tons and tons of soy products. And, you know, when I get my chance to talk, I'm going to talk about no for soy milk for little ones, because there's a lot of allergy problems. People need to know this. So I'm glad that you're explaining the difference between fermented and unfermented. It's so important for people to know that.
And especially when you have suffering from cancers and, you know, chronic infections like chronic Lyme disease, and particularly in cancer, my work with fermented soy started with researching cancer patients who had cancer, and they were taking fermented soy to alleviate some of the side effects of chemotherapy and radiation. And, you know, you've been to Asia, and, you know, we take very small amounts of fermented soy. You know, fermented soy sauce is a fermented soy, but you take small amounts. Other Japanese, they drink fermented soy in terms of miso soup every day.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
very, very good in terms of its anti-cancer properties. So there are wonderful, wonderful health benefits. There's prostate health, there is breast health, but fermented soy has to be taken in small amounts in conjunction with other, you know, fruits and vegetables and small amounts of meat and fish.
Now, you mentioned before about turmeric, and turmeric, I mean, if I can get this as a spice, but how much turmeric would I need to get to actually to get the sufficient amount of curcumin in, which is
you know,
really the main
That's an interesting question because, you know, studies have shown, Dr. Hitch, that if you are, you know, taking small amounts of turmeric, like, you know, Indians, we cook with turmeric in our curries and, you know, some of our foods that we prepare naturally, and Caribbean and mostly Asian countries, they use turmeric, and turmeric is a rhizome, it's a root. And if you take it small amounts every day, it's something else. It shows that countries where turmeric is taken every day, like in India, for example, the levels of Alzheimer's or osteoarthritis or dementia is much, much, much way reduced. And certain cancers are very reduced, and they think it's the effect of taking turmeric every day. But turmeric is something that is not a natural food ingredient in the Western countries. So in terms of that, it's better to take curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric. Now, remember, only 5 to 6% of turmeric is the active ingredient called curcumin. And curcumin is so exciting because as I was doing the research on fermented soy at Columbia University, my colleague and dear friend, Dr. Bharat Agrawal, who is the head of the Cytokine Immune Research Lab at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas, this is the arm of University of Texas Medical School, and it's one of the renowned, and I feel many people agree, that's the best cancer centers in the world. A lot of research has been done on curcumin. So now I think it's time for the second break. We'll take a short commercial break, and we'll come back and give you more exciting news.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Inside all of us lives a warrior.
We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hi, welcome back, everyone, to a great show that we are having for you today, Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. VJ, and I have Dr. H as my co-host. So we are very pleased to say again that keep listening, because we have some a question for you at the end of the show. And the first six answers from our callers, the lucky callers will get a copy of my book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. The book is available, you know, on my website and Amazon.com and all retail health stores. So pick up your book and pick up the book and read it. And it talks all about chronic anti-inflammatory remedy, chronic inflammation, and what is the anti-inflammatory healing remedies you can have put in your life. So Dr. H, welcome back. And you know, we like you said, you know, we rarely get a chance now in the next episodes of the Kiss Your Life Hello show, because to talk about ourselves, because we're going to have some great guests. But you have written a number of best-selling books, and I just want to ask you, why did you write the ADD and the ADHD diet book?
Well, the first thing I want to ask is that if I call in under another name, can I win the book?
No, we're going to have just one call, you know, the lucky callers.
Okay, all right. I thought I would just call in under my cell phone. Okay. Anyways, that's a good question. You know, people say, you know, do you have ADD? Are you hyperactive? No, do I look like I am?
And that was the underlying question.
Yeah, I know. This book, my partner Nina Anderson, God bless her, is up in Massachusetts area, enjoying the nice cool weather as opposed to where I'm in Palm Springs, California, where it's 120 degrees today. And we wrote the book for the fact that people need, and again, this is the whole thing of when I talked about it at the beginning of the show, people need to know they have choices. This was going back probably 12 years ago. The percentage of children that were on Ritalin 12 years ago was absolutely unbelievable. I remember giving a lecture one time in Atlanta, Georgia, where they actually closed the schools down, the public schools, at least the elementary and the middle schools, twice a day for the children to line up to get their Ritalin. And they said, you know, there's a problem. What's going on over here? You know, there are other solutions. There are some natural solutions. So we put together and we wrote the book, the ADD and ADHD Diet Book, about 12 years ago. A couple years later, it became a bestseller. Bestseller means that you sell a lot of books. And through the years, I've run into practitioners, I've run into parents that have used this book, and constantly I'm revising it so that the latest version that we have now, the ADD and ADHD Diet Book, has a lot of newer information that I'm finding that is on the cutting edge. My book has also been used for autism, for Down syndrome, for Tourette's, not only for ADD and hyperactivity, and not only for children, but also for adults, too. Now, when we're talking about millions and millions of people, children and adults that, quote-unquote, have been diagnosed, which I don't believe there's a diagnosis for that, they have the behavior. And, you know, is it this or is it this, is it this? You know, we can go into the problems from now until tomorrow, but the solutions are nutrition, the solution is diet, the solution is on emotional level, psychotherapy. I believe there's a combination with the body-mind, you know, even with cancer, there's a body-mind connection. So for ADD and hyperactivity, And this book has been used for so many years for so many different factors that I constantly will be getting phone calls or running to somebody when I'm giving a lecture throughout the country and say, you know, this book has really helped because this has changed my life around, has changed my child's life around. So instead of jumping in and saying, you know, oh, my child has this, or the teacher says, oh, my child has this, or as an adult, the doctor says, I have this, they're going to put me on some sort of psychosomatic drug. Take a look, read the book. Now we have choices, okay? So the choice may not be, unless it is, you know, sometimes it is, but most of the time the choice could be nutrition, could be diet, could be a change of life. And some, it sounds easy, but if we just do one little step at a time, one simple little step at a time, we can actually turn around a lot of these situations, especially with autism and Down syndrome. You know, there's so much information on the internet, so much information, you know, out there in other books. People need to read and people need to educate themselves. So this is very, very important. The other factor of my other books, too, combined with the ADD and ADHD diet book, you know, The Secrets of Staying Young is an excellent anti-aging book, Natural Solutions for Sexual Enhancement, Nutritional Levels for Great Golf. We watched Tiger Woods many years ago how he would eat. He didn't do a candy bar. He didn't do a soda. I don't want to go into any of the other power drinks. He had an apple, which is a great way of getting that energy for a point so that he can continue playing golf without having that real high spike of the sugar and then having that real low drop. So these are important for people to know and to be educated. Again, the book is such a – all the books, whether it's my book, your book, any authors that we're going to have on our show through the years, the power of reading, the power of knowing that we have choices – the power to know that we have hope. You know, we get the C word. We get, you know, oh, our child is autistic. Our child has Down syndrome. Oh, my God, you know, what do we do? There's no other choices, but we have to do this. No, there are a lot of different choices. And this is the power that you and I are going to have this message to, for listeners. And I love Voice America because it goes all over the world that people can understand that they know that it's not just door number one. There's door number two. There's door number three. And the intention is to find and give people hope and find balance in life. I mean, I love the fact that you and I have this opportunity to carry these powerful messages. You know, you and I have done a lot of research, have done a lot of work, and our information has always been on the cutting edge. It's not another Me Too type of show. This show is very, very powerful. You know, I'm going to brag a lot because the fact that you and I have the opportunity to be able to go out to the world and say, here's our message. Our guests will be coming on. Here are our guest messages. And believe me, sit down, and this will be the ride for your life for the listeners that continue following our show. And please, you know, Dr. Vijay mentioned before, if you have any questions, you know, call in the station. If you want to email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com, we'll answer all questions. If I don't have the answer, I swear I won't make it up. I'll do research, and I'll look for it.
I think that's so perfect. And again, we want to come to the intention of the show, and I think your books and the philosophy that you and I raise in all our books, it's fantastic. And yet, it's a time-honored message. Wouldn't you say, Dr. H, that, you know, sometimes when we're going through the anxiety of trying to cope with an illness in ourselves or in our loved ones, we forget balance. And that's when we have to pull ourselves in.
You know, I'm sorry. You know, we are all or nothing people. We're extremists.
Yes.
So all of a sudden, we're given this word or words about ourselves or about family or friends, and we go to the extreme. And it's important for us to find balance. And it's so easy for me to say this because I've gone through different situations in my life where I will go to the extreme, you know, the all or nothing thing. So I'll go to nothing because it's overwhelming. And I'm learning through the years, okay, Howard, take a step back, all right, one step at a time. Find the balance. Find the middle. You know, the pendulum swings back and forth so much. Let's find the balance. Let's find where I can find in the middle. You know, how do I do that? I need to reach out. I need to read a book that can help me understand, you know, how to find balance. And again, some of the authors that we're going to have on our show, I have this list over here, and they're very, very powerful.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Dr. Hitch, that, you know, sometimes when, you know, we or our loved ones or even listeners out there, you know, when we experience pain, chronic pain, for example, pain is a powerful catalyst for transformation. And we know that change, you know, any kind of behavior modification, my background is as a psychiatrist, and I know how difficult it is when you want to encourage someone to change their behavior. It isn't easy. But if you're in enough pain and the strategies for numbing or killing or bypassing, you know, it isn't working, aren't working that well, then sometimes the idea of change becomes more appealing. So when people make these changes and they see how much better they feel, and how quickly it happens, then you look back on the suffering itself as a blessing in disguise, and then you say things like, my God, having that heart attack was the best thing that ever happened to me, and hopefully you get to the stage where you can see that. But usually a disease in our body is a lack of balance. And for myself, I do know that when I had, personally, like Dr. Hitt said, we all go through life challenges. When I had my uterine fibroids, and I talk about it a lot in my book, you know, and I was bleeding a lot. And it's a very common, you know, diagnosis, a problem in women in the perimenopausal years. You know, and nothing, none of the conventional treatments was working for long. And everybody, all my gynecologists suggested instantly they'll say, you know, you have to do, Dr. Vijay, hysterectomy. Take out your womb. Take out your ovaries. And that's when, you know, you really realize, you know, having a blood transfusion done is not an easy matter. Saying no to your gynecologist is, no, I'm not going to go for the surgery. It's very, very difficult. And then that's when I found that I was lacking balance. And so putting back the meditation, putting back a spiritual discipline, looking at, you know, what's going on in my life, you know, forgiving myself, forgiving others in my life that I need to get on with, that helped to bring a balance. And I'm saying that we all are here to spread this message of hope. It's not because, you know, we are over the hill and, you know, we know it all. We don't. We're all in this together. And the more that we can share this information, the more we can be a, you know, a beacon of hope to others, I think we're going to all help ourselves.
So what you're saying is that when we have a situation physically, emotionally, or mentally, is to take one giant step back, breathe, don't forget to breathe, and then just let things sort itself out, as opposed to not doing that step back, and we get caught into that panic mode. And that's very, very important, too, because we can get caught in the panic mode. And I've been there. And what I've learned through life is, okay, breathe, number one, that's a good sign, and number two, take a step back, and just pause for a couple seconds and then make your decisions or start making these other different steps, you know, asking for help. That's another thing that we need to talk about one day is learning how to ask for help because we don't know how to.
I think that's so true. Prayer and meditation and any kind of spiritual discipline that we can put in. And my mother, she passed away, bless her soul, years ago, you know, when I was running around raising three children, you know, going through a medical career, doing postgraduate work, keeping up with work. She said an important thing called rest, R-E-S-T.
Yes.
And with that, I just want to emphasize that that's such an important part of our lives. Make it an important part of your life if it's not. Take rest. And with that, we'll go into the next commercial break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the next segment of our show. We have a very important question that we're going to be asking. And the first six correct answers by our first six listeners who can give the correct answers will stand a chance to win my book. It's called Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. So here you go. This is a question. What is the name of the process that soybeans have to undergo before we can get the full nutritional and anti-cancer benefits from the soybeans? So again, the question is, what is the name of the process that soybeans have to undergo first before we can get the full nutritional and anti-cancer benefits from the soybeans? So please email the answers to info@kissyourlifehello.com, or you could give a call at this number, 1-800-517-7606. And a free copy of a book will be waiting for you. All right? Good luck, everyone.
By the way, my compliments to you because that book is awesome. I remember when you first sent it to me and you were on my other radio show that I had for a short period of time, you know, in California.
Well, I remember that, Howard.
It was excellent. The book is excellent. It answered a lot of questions. And it's so important to know about inflammation because almost all of us have some sort of chronic low pain inflammation. And to be able, how you described it, inflammation is good, yet inflammation is unhealthy. And the long term, the low chronic pain inflammation is the unhealthy and how to get rid of it. And there are millions and millions of people that walk around with osteoarthritis. There are millions of people that, even small children, that have rheumatoid arthritis. So your book is very powerful. So, I wish I could call in and try to get another book, but I guess I'll let six other people. You know, can I be a name dropper since it's the last few minutes?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I love dropping names. We are going to have one of my friends. I got lots of friends. One of my friends.
Oh, yes. Dr. Hitch has a lot of friends.
Dr. Bernie Siegel. Dr. Bernie Siegel is beyond. He's going to be on our show next Wednesday, and his book is absolutely awesome called Faith, Hope, and Healing. He and I did a book signing a number of years ago together, so we did a little kibitz and got to know each other. Then the other person, in the following week, we're going to have Grief Recovery Handbook by John James. This is a very powerful book. Now, you and I have the same belief that if we don't go through a grieving process on all sorts of factors, through change, through behavior, through losses, through loss of illusions, you know, we don't get to the place of forgiveness. And for us to move on to a higher area of consciousness, well, let's go this way for a little bit of spirituality, we need to be going to the place of forgiveness. And grieving is very important. And there are not certain steps, and I love John James because he talks the fact that you don't go step one, step two, step three. You go to where you have to go. And it takes as long as it takes, and there's no rush, there's no time or area. Get to a place eventually for forgiveness. Then we're going to have, you know, you and I know John Abramson, a doctor out of Boston, who wrote a book called Overdosing America. And boy, are we going to have fun with this because
he tells
it like it is. The fact, you know, what are we doing? What are these commercials telling us? And this is an MD, and I love the fact, you know, that you're an MD. Dr. Siegel's an MD, Dr. Abrams is going to be MD. In fact, a lot of our guests that have written books and are going to be doing interviews with us are medical doctors or some doctors like myself, like a naturopathic doctor or somebody that has done a lot of psychotherapy. We have some psychologists on. So we're going to have a ton of information. If I can share one more time, he was on my show once before, too, and I love this guy. His name is Brooke Palmer, and he wrote a book called Clutter Busting. Now, does that make anybody squirm, clutter busting? Remember George Carlin says, we build a house around our stuff because we have so much stuff. Well, Brooke talks about the fact that how we have clutter, not only in our house, in our garage, in our computer, in our head, and the fact that these are things that we need to go through. When we let go of things, it allows new energy in, which is a little bit like feng shui, isn't it?
I totally believe that. Any time that I'm in a rut or I can't think or the creative process is stifled, all I have to do is take a look at my surrounding. You know, it could be the office, it could be the home, it could be somewhere where there's clutter. And I tell you, it's so marvelous, and I know many of us feel that, you know, when we start rearranging stuff or throwing things out or, you know, just organizing, you know, there's a spiritual freedom, I call it, an inner freedom that happens. And then suddenly your creative juices start working again, you get energy, and, you know, so I'm looking forward to all our guests.
What I get interested in, whenever I mention the title to people as I'm traveling, I can see them, you know, shuddering, getting nervous, like, uh-oh, how much stuff do I have in my house? And it's interesting because when I had him on my show once before, and we don't have clutter in our house. You know, Meg and I just live in a nice, free-flowing area, and we have a little things here and there, but it's not, there isn't stuff, you know, with our dog and cat, Tashi and Willow. And I went to the garage, and this is what he's talking about. Well, I had to go through my garage and say, well, I don't need this mirror, or I don't need this thing. So it's really neat that, you know, I learn from you, I learn from our guests, you know, I had my own television show, radio shows in the past, so I've been on both sides of the seat as being interviewed or the interviewer, and I really learn from everybody, and I take this information into my lifestyle, and this is the beauty of what our show is going to consist of.
I think that's absolutely wonderful, and we're telling it as it is, you know. We are not giving you, you know, pathways that, you know, you must follow or you only have one choice, like how Dr. H says. You know, you have so many choices here, and you're getting different perspectives. You know, one shoe doesn't fit everybody, and one idea doesn't fit everyone. But in terms of, like, you know, taking in what conventional wisdom that we know, conventional knowledge, what's being practiced in the mainstream, but also looking at, you know, thinking out of the box with the people, you know, whether they are doctors or psychologists, but people who have spent years and years and years, you know, like thinking about a problem. And then as you listen to the interviews here, I think Howard, Dr. H, one of the important things is that, you know, you're going to feel passion. All the authors that we have chosen, all the special guests that are coming on, they have passion for what they have put in. I mean, Dr. Brody Siegel, who's coming in next week, like Dr. H says, he's one of the pioneers in the world of, you know, the mind over matter. How can you, you know, bring in the emotions of, you know, hope and faith in healing? You know, he gives real life examples of people. This is not some kind of, you know, theory that's conjured up, you know, in your mind.
Dr. Vijay, I'm going to interrupt you because we have our first caller, Paul from California.
Oh, great. Hi, Paul.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling. You're the first caller. Thank
well, I'm delighted to be on your program. I think it's great. I think you're doing a great job. Dr. Vijay and Dr. Why do you call him Dr. Hate? He should be called Dr. Love.
No, she's saying
Hate. He is that.
Oh, I see. His name is Howard, so it's I hate. You were saying hate, not hate. Okay, good. That's great. I'm interested in your book. I called in and spoke to somebody at 800-517-7606. Said I'd be on the list to get a book because I'm really interested in reading your book, Dr. Vijay. I've read Dr. Howard Piper's books, and they're all brilliant. But I haven't read yours, and I'm looking forward to reading it. You make a lot
You're
of
so
sense.
You're so welcome.
And I'm just delighted to hear you on the air on Voice America. I think it's the Rolls Royce, as we say, of internet radio. And congratulations to you both. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kind words. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. So let's see. We're going to put this today, our first caller, because probably By the next few weeks, we're going to have hundreds of callers, so this is great. I like that. I apologize for interrupting with you, but I just want to get the fact of...
Oh, we're so excited about getting our callers in, and we have a couple of emails here. So keep your emails coming in, and tell us what you like to have topics on the show, what you like us to discuss.
Yes.
And if you have a story to say, that'll be very, very appreciated and inspiring for all of us.
Well, our hour is almost up. They're saying that we have like 30 seconds. So what I'm going to say, which I always love to say on my shows, is that if no one tells you that they love you today, let me be the first, and I love all of you. And Dr. Vijay, you too.
Oh, we love you too, Howard and Dr. Hitch, and all of you out there. Spread out the good news. Spread out the love in your heart. And keep smiling. Keep breathing. Take care, everybody. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye now.
We'll be here. Bye.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.